Chapter 3 Adrian tried to read Noah's reaction, but his impassive face gave nothing away, leaving him to rattle on. At some point in the past 12 hours, he'd decided that Noah was hardly the bigot he'd feared at first. And given his options, trying to buy a ride from Noah didn't seem like a terrible idea.
I could pay you. I mean, I know I don't have any cash now, but I make good money at Space Villager. You can look me up. I'm in a number of the online code review websites where we talk about debugging problems.
Hi, look at me. I'm so important. I'm on Twitch and YouTube. Could he sound any more ridiculous? His offer of cash was based on the assumption that Trent hadn't already cleaned out his accounts, but he kept his mouth shut about that. He didn't want to assume the worst about Trent. Maybe he had a terrible temper, but Adrian didn't like to think he'd picked a criminal for a maybe sort of boyfriend. Heck, even thinking of Trent as an opportunistic Space Villager groupie was better. Oh, good idea.
Hey, I could even get you beta access to Module Racer and Pod Command.
Yep, dork factor maximized. And maybe he hadn't quite learned his lesson with Trent, but there was something really gratifying about a guy who got his game and who could talk hours about the intricacies. Heck, he'd give Noah access simply for last night's hospitality. But if it sweetened the deal... Something flashed in Noah's eyes and his mouth quirked, but he still shook his head.
That's tempting, and I'm not unsympathetic to your situation, but I'm under a deadline here.
I get it.
Adrian shoved aside the disappointment that bubbled up in his throat and stung his sinuses. He wasn't Noah's problem.
You've done a lot for me already, and I appreciate it. I'll figure something out.
After putting on his t-shirt and fleece sweatshirt, he picked up Noah's phone. Time to face the music, or at least part of it. Noah was right about needing to address the credit and bank card issue. And admittedly, dealing with practicalities was easier than calling his family. He still wasn't ready for that. He used the browser on Noah's phone to find the number for his bank and got started on the lengthy process of getting stuff canceled. While he dealt with being on hold, Noah puttered around the tiny kitchen, getting out a frying pan and digging some eggs and bacon out of his small fridge. There was something sweetly domestic.